I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Nah, piss off.
Fuck off.
Hello, we're back again.
We're back.
And we're full of Chinese.
Vim and vigor.
That's right. Not that Joy is Chinese, but no, I mean, like, I don't know.
Well, is Joy Chinese?
Whoa, hey, I'm dropping stuff all over the floor now.
I thought your Auntie Joy was from Lancashire.
She is, you're right. No, you're absolutely right, actually. Sorry.
The Chinese corner of Lancashire.
Yeah, there is one.
There's one in Manchester.
Yeah, there is Manchester, very famous Chinatown. And anyway, that was what you heard then.
Have you been round Chinatown in Newcastle? Brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
It's Chinese, man.
I used to see Mick Quinn, who used to play for Newcastle, come out of some Chinese restaurant just near Rose's Bar.
Mick Quinn spent more time in restaurants than he did.
Than he did on the pitch. Yes, for sure. So anyway, what were we listening to? God, how disorganised am I then? That was...
We're all excited because you played...
I did. I played Lionel Richie. Hello, an extract from Howling the Typewriter, which off the excellent, and I'm hiding the cover because Damien is a little...
Up like clown.
He doesn't like clowns, he gets freaked out by them. That was Godspunk Volume 10, we'll be returning to that mighty tome later. And now, we're going to listen, sorry about the burping.
We actually should just change our name from Incendiary to Godspunk Fans.
Godspunk Fans. Brought to you by the world of Godspunk is, well, this is actually not on Godspunk, it's Auntie G, and I'm convinced Damien's going to throw the CD out into the street in a minute. No, well, you know, it's where it goes. I can see he's gone quiet.
Every time again it went, whoo! And I quite like that bit.
It is. I think that's a really nice record, Auntie G.
It's ringtone.
there's about 20 ringtones on that.
Yeah.
Really
and I'll make it go...
I dig that a lot. That's Auntie G, Kenji's beats. And that's on, promoted by Dents. And now you're starting to make noises again, aren't you? There's only one way to cure you now, and that's to play you the Bongolian. Otherwise, I tell you, you shouldn't have been eating that black bean sauce. See, what we can do, we can play this great game here.
You give me a beat and you give me something that changes every now and again.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't sound like he's just got trouble with his smartphone.
We're going to play...
I like that.
Yeah, I know Bongolian. That was a Bongolian.
A good name.
They're Bongolian. And that's his fourth album, Bongos to Beatniks, and that track's called Tortoise Walk. And you can find the Bongolian on Blow Up Records, blowuprecords.com. No surprise there. Obviously, it's very much like an easy listening mash, but we did that.
I just got angry again.
I know you did. I know. Put the book down.
No.
Leave that book up. He's reading the Rough Pub Guide. And it's the Rough Pub Guide. Written by posh boys.
Yes, they've got the free trade in.
That's not
Biker at Newcastle.
That's not.
Of all the rough pubs in Biker.
That is the least rough pub in Biker. They didn't go up the high street, did they? No, they didn't go to Felling anyway, I can say that. I don't like Tarquins writing about pubs, you get it? If your name's Robin, you can bugger off.
the boys. Are you doing it for freedom? Freedom of noise. Are you doing it for freedom? Freedom of noise.
That was Static, and that's Karaoke Calc. Karaoke Calc. J-A. Karaoke Calc. Karaoke Calc. And Static's a German chappy who goes under the moniker of Static, and he makes nice electronic records. That's
yes. And once you get past the fact that it sounds like someone digging up the road outside your house, that's quite pleasant.
Quite pleasant.
But now at least you know they're doing it for the freedom of noise.
Who isn't? I mean, yeah, indeed. And now we're going to move on to...
Freedom of noise, people.
Freedom of noise.
Freedom of noise.
The freedom of boys.
No.
All right. Anyway, next one is Happy... Oh, Robots in Disguise. Two ladies who got blonde hair, and one of them has got a very nice parrot. The other one looks like... I don't know. It should be
It's got nothing to do with Michael Bay, though, has
no,
it?
No.
So there won't be lots of explosions and nonsense.
There's a bit of screeching.
Oh, okay.
No, not a lot, but there's enough. Just to make it interesting. Do you know what I mean?
I like it.
Ganze.
So eine wirklich super dufte Teenager Party.
Teenager Party. And you know what? You always expect robots in disguise.
The große Teenager Party can begin.
with robots. The große Teenager Party can begin with robots in disguise. Yes. That's chains. That's a president, right?
Chains!
Good yelping.
Robotsindisguise.co.uk.
I don't think this pigeon shit's going to come at me.
No, it isn't. Especially if you screech like that. You're not screaming at pigeon shit. Won't get you anywhere. But I tell you what, might get rid of the pigeon shit.
A gross teenage party.
A gross teenage party. Shall I translate some of the German on the back? Because some of it is...
Super dufter.
It's hilariously bad. What the hell's going to play? Oh, yeah. I was going to play this.
Disco im original Liverpool sound.
Hey, original Liverpool sound. Das Teenage
Das part. Brings guaranteed Stimmung in die Buddha.
See, you sound like Idi Amin. Do you realise? You sound like Stimmung in die Buddha.
Das brings guaranteed Stimmung in die Buddha.
Stimmung in die Buddha.
Die große Teenage Party.
Ja!
For rock and roll meant something once, but now it's only played by cunts. Funk and soul has had its day, but now it has no more to say. Country and western, obviously. Never meant a thing to me. Was a potent force, but sadly it has run its course. Electronica, techno and trance never stood up a bloody chance. House, garage, drum and bass all no longer have a place. Punk rock so loudly spoke, but it always was a fucking joke. It was just a feeble noise by wealthy girls and boys. Rap and hip-hop had their day, but they're now in terminal decay. Heavy metal was really fun, but now it's over and done. All these stars are dead and gone, leading us to carry on.
It. That's why you come here.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for going to B-flat at that moment there, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, are you going to try and read some Swedish notes on the back of it? Jamie's playing in my record collection.
That sounds a bit wrong.
I hope we've not got to be flat there, James.
Oh, no,
in that grossy teenager party that you're having over in the corner.
The gross super dufter.
The super dufter. Grossy teenage mutter's porcelain. Yeah, well, that was Unit off Pumph, Pumph.net, P-U-M-F.net. Pumph. I mean, we don't have to say no more about Pumph, do we, really?
There's a reason.
There is a reason, because no one dare play Unit, apart from them and us. But, yeah, there you go. Anyway, here's more silly girl shit. Not shit, but, you know, silly. Not real shit.
Yo, listen to my story about two bad guys. You really, really bore me. You've come to get me, and you're thinking you're a hot rod, and think I just jumped.
Catch You Alive by Tyler.
Oh, what a record, what a life-affirming record that is. That's Glass Kelly's all the way from Argentina. They're on Fire Records, firerecords.com. I think that's one of the records of the summer. But Damien,
it's just brilliant.
Just stop playing with my Swedish instrumental records, will you?
Flash
You Like My Toilet.
That's a band with Sven Göran. The Moonriders, Franaka, utanför Stockholm, består av Björn Andersson solo-gitarr, Kjell Olsson komp-gitarr, Sven Göran Eriksson bass och Birger Kallholm trummor.
Gosh, You Like My Toilet!
Make me dizzy, dizzy. I'll make you see without watching. You make me dizzy. You do.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it good? Isn't that record? The whole record is as good as that. It is
fantastic.
Fantastic. But
she says, I'm transparent, can you see? No, you're transparent, woman.
We can't see.
Oh.
Get a grip. Stop talking nonsense and listen to John Chandler. I'll tell you about Barbara Pamphett in a minute.
Yes, but Rich has now passed me something which says, who controls yourself with stereo apparatur?
That's right.
And then...
Go on, James.
Kant ein. Introductie.
Yeah.
Zwei. Unterscheid tussen linke rechte Kanal. Lautsprecher balance and phasikretzie per Kanal. Three. Mono music. Further control of balance and eventual phase of drying.
Vier.
Hoge and lage tonenregeling. Five. Klank verkleuring. play that record forwards, it sounds like David Essex.
Actually, it is a Damon invocation of Damon Essex. Who's
Damon
Essex? That brings the third Chedcast thing to an end. That was John Chandler, The Luminous Ground. And that's on broom40.org. And before that, you heard Barbara Panther, her marvellous pop record.
Babs Pants
on cityslang.com.
City Slang,
yeah.
Really, really coming out with some good stuff.
Yeah, that was good. And that's really off on the power one. And I'm going to see you in about a minute or so when Damien stops playing with who controls it, himself, who stereo apparatus. Give us another one, Dames.
Yankin and Yenko. Wow and Flutter. Still groeven, controller op, motorgeraus and brom, rumble and hum. That's all you're getting out of me.